columns and videos delivered to your inbox every morning. Register for the free Denver Sports Daily at 1043thefan.com.
Go to 1043thefan.com and subscribe to The Fan Daily for the latest columns, blogs, news, videos, and more sent directly to your inbox every weekday morning.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with the Top 6 at 6.
How about 6? 6 is good.
Story number one, add Karl Malone, who's kind of a creep in his own right, but add him to the anti-Michael Jordan fan club.
And I have the utmost respect for Michael, but I never thought I was playing Michael Jordan. I was playing the Chicago Bulls. But that's not, you know, everybody say this person was a bad man and all that. Well, yes, I give them respect. But I got a setup. I'm a man. And I was a bad too. So that's how I look at that. And that's who I am. Maybe in my older years, I can call it that bluntly. But I'm just calling like I see it. So.
Well, there's a lot of people that call it as we see it when it comes to Karl Malone and his personal life. We know that.
Right? I didn't quite even fully understand that. Was he referring to himself as like a bad dude on the basketball court?
Yes.
Or?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he's just as good as Michael. Man, these guys are bitter, man. The people that lost championships or never achieved championships during the Jordan era, it's like Malone, Stockton, Charles Barkley. A lot of these guys just, seriously, I mean, Isaiah Thomas did get championships because his team's dynasty was a little bit before the Bulls, but look at the way Jordan talked about Isaiah Thomas.
Right, right.
And when Karl Malone says, utmost respect, but, it's like, no offense Friday, man. No offense, but whatever. How do you find the afterglow of this Michael Jordan documentary?
Well, I find it fascinating, and it really just points out, you know, my observation a few days ago of, you know, how good this documentary could have been if they really would have exposed some stuff, if they really would have gone beneath the surface on the gambling, if they really would have gone beneath the surface on some of the ways that he just treated other human beings like absolute trash. It would have been fascinating stuff, but clearly they didn't even scratch the surface. Clearly they were not even remotely allowed to, because Michael Jordan was in control of the content. And what's fascinating here is we're starting to get so many people start to come out and tell their own stories via rebuttals and directly counter some of this that, man, this could go on for a while, and it could keep it could be years that this is happening as people start to get more and more courage and hear other people counter it. I think it's going to be fascinating to keep watching, D-back.
Yeah, me too. And I don't know who Michael Jordan goes out and has dinner with aside from people he pays.
Right.
Because the rest of his quote-unquote friends seem to be long gone. Ring it, Kevin.
All right, well, I got to stay right here. I had a hard time not discussing this during the last topic, because what I'm about to bring up is from betonline.ag, which is an online casino / sports book. And they are going to present something tonight that they're calling The Final Dance, and it's going to feature Horace Grant, Ron Harper, Bill Cartwright, and Craig Hodges. And they are going to directly counter some of Jordan's... It's the entire thing. Yep, they're going to directly counter some of Jordan's most outlandish lies.
Wow.
Just the way that it's written. These guys are about to go off. You've got four ex-teammates that are going to directly respond to Michael Jordan, and the entire feature is based around Jordan's most outlandish lies during the documentary. I tell you what, man, I'm going to tune into this. I'm going to watch it, because there could be some fascinating stuff, and we might actually get the behind-the-scenes look that I was hoping we would get during the documentary.
Okay. Where is this on again?
You stream it on betonline.ag.
Oh, Jesus. Betonline.ag. Okay.
I mean, how much do they have to pay these guys to do this, I wonder?
No clue. Probably not much. They probably had something to get off their chest.
You know what? You're right. Probably not much.
Ray and Kevin. I saw Ryan Fitzpatrick today, and if you thought Cecil's hair was out of control, Fitzpatrick just looked something like the Heat Miser, or as I saw Rich Eisen talk about it earlier today, like Millard Fillmore president, like the 19th, 20th president of the United States.
You stop it right now with this blasphemy. Ryan Fitzpatrick looks incredible. Looks absolutely incredible, and it makes me feel regret, and it makes me feel shame for cutting off about half of my beard, because if I would have just stuck with it in about 6 months, I might have been looking like Ryan Fitzpatrick.
You might have been, man. He's all you kind of, I'm not gonna say you chickened out because you had another look you were going for, but Fitzpatrick is all in. That being said, he says he's excited to team with Tua. He wants to start, which would kind of make sense that it goes in that direction. But the story that I wanted to ask you about is apparently some teams are interested in Josh Rosen. And the Dolphins said they're not interested in moving Josh Rosen right now. But Tyler, how about other teams out there thinking they can get a deal done and get Josh Rosen on their team?
D-Mac, nobody out there is interested in Josh Rosen. The Miami Dolphins are interested in making you think that there's a market for him.
That's what it is, huh?
Are you kidding me? Nobody's out there trying to trade for Josh Rosen right now.
You're not buying that. You're not buying it.
The heck no, I'm not buying it. I mean, maybe you give up a seventh rounder for him or something, but I seriously can't envision anybody giving up like as much as a fifth rounder. Who the heck would do that?
Ring it, Kevin.
D-Mac, you got a little bit of a side hustle bet going on with Mark Schlereth about Patrick Mahomes, right?
That's right, we do.
So just to clarify it, D-Mac, why don't you set the stage of what this bet is?
Well, you know, we were going on about the fifth-year option, the value of it, and it's like, oh, you know, Patrick Mahomes never going to see the fifth-year option, which, of course, I agree with. But my point was, because you have that option, then you can be more patient in everything you do. So there's no rush to give him the biggest contract ever, and that's what he's going to get. So, but Mark was insistent it's going to get done. First, Mark said it was going to get done before training camp, and then he said it was going to get done before the season started. And I was like, oh, all right, I'll take dinner on that, because the Chiefs have no money. I don't think it's not going to get done. I just think, you know, if you're Patrick Mahomes, you're not going to settle for anything but the biggest contract. Now, Tyler, if they come there and they offer him the biggest contract ever, and it seriously is $40 to $45 million a year for 5 years, I mean, okay, maybe that does get done. But I don't think so. That's the bet. That's the nature of the bet.
All right, so very specifically, is the bet before training camp or before the season? Which one did you guys agree to?
It started before training camp, and then Mark was kind of like, I meant before the season. I was like, okay, fine. So you're
going to give him just before the season, right?
I'll give him before the season, but the original thing was before training camp.
Okay. Well, Chiefs owner Clark Hunt has said that negotiations are going to begin this summer. They are going to begin negotiations now. Summer is a long time. Summer could be June. Summer could be August. Maybe summer could even be considered a little bit later, like the end of August, the beginning of September. I don't know. Okay, all right, they're going to begin the negotiations. They say that Patrick Mahomes wants to be a Chief for life, and that's certainly the team's mentality as well. They want him to play his entire career there. If I gave you an opportunity to double down on your bet, would you, or does this make you a little bit nervous?
Remember how you just said that's what the Dolphins want you to think?
Right, right.
This is what the Chiefs want you to think, my friend. This is exactly what the Chiefs want you to think, and I'm double down, sure. I mean, if Mark wants to know, nothing has changed. And
if it's not going to begin until summer, you're probably going to win this. You're going to win this conversation.
Yeah, it's not a big deal either. There's not going to be any bad feelings about this. There's tons of time. There's just no rush. And, of course, the Chiefs are going to try to do it now because there's no pressure on them.
Man, I don't know, though. If I'm Patrick Mahomes, you're not going to win the publicity contest if you do it, but I might put my foot down. I might say, listen, I've given you some incredible years already, and I'm not willing to risk my body any further until you give me my contract. So either get this done before the season or play with somebody else.
Wow. I don't think there's any way that could possibly happen.
Man, why not? Why not? Why would you go out there and risk it for pennies compared to what you're trying to really get? The type of playing style that Patrick Mahomes has,
he
can get hurt at any time.
Ring it, Kevin. Well, I mean, going down that route then, Dak Prescott. Can you believe the money Dak Prescott is turning down? It is unbelievable. And it seems like the sticking point is the $45 million he wants in the final year of a five-year deal. But, Tyler, we're talking about, what, a five-year, $175 million deal that he's turning down. I mean, it is humongous money that Dak Prescott is not going with. This is far more interesting than Patrick Mahomes. Where do you think this is going with Dak Prescott and the Cowboys?
So he's turning down a $35 million per year contract. Chris Sims put it out there that the Cowboys have offered a $175 million deal. That is insane. It is amazing. If you think about it, wow, Patrick Mahomes, he might want $48 million.
Correct.
Golly. He might want $50 million.
Right. For example, do you think the Patrick Mahomes deal gets done before Dak Prescott?
Oh, hell no.
What are you, nuts?
No, absolutely not. Of course he's going to wait for that deal to get done and set a new bar for him.
It is head-shaking. It is amazing. And you know what? I think the Cowboys have to draw a line in the sand, even if that means moving on from Dak Prescott, which sounds insane. But if this really comes push to shove, I mean, Prescott, I guess he'll sign a one-year deal up to the franchise tag, and then we'll see if they tag him again. But that relationship is not going well. And I cannot believe, I got to admit, Tyler, Dak Prescott's a really good quarterback, but I cannot believe the money he's turning down right now. I am actually shocked.
Take the deal, man. Take the deal. At what point does the money become enough? Seriously.
I agree. Ring it, Kevin.
Our man Tom Brady, he's going to have his own little documentary, D-Mac. First we had The Last Dance. Not quite sure what they're going to title this one, but we're going to get a multiple-episode documentary about Tom Brady next year. How do you feel about this documentary? Is it going to be interesting with Spygate, Deflategate, the kind of fallout of Bill Belichick now that he's free to speak his mind? Or is it going to be the most boring thing you've ever seen in your life, and we're going to be watching Tom Brady make kale smoothies the entire thing?
I watched Tom vs. Time, which was on Facebook. There were five episodes.
Why?
I was curious about what he was doing and
how was it?
It was boring. I mean, it was kind of interesting because I didn't realize how much of a cult he really has going on with that trainer guy. It's really a cult, and they believe in it. And Tom's in great shape, and I guess there was some interesting stuff about him and Giselle just being like regular parents, and I don't know. But it was all just a big fluff piece. It was Tom Brady's having it produced. He's putting it out on Facebook. I don't know why this would be any different. Every Tom Brady story that I can think of has been told a million times. And the stuff that would really be interesting, there's no way they're going to go into it. It's going to be boring.
I agree.
How about that?
I totally agree. I mean, we might learn how to make a really disgusting smoothie that allegedly is healthy for us. We might learn where to find the fountain of youth. And we also might learn about his perfectly balanced pH water that can get rid of concussions. But outside of that, I cannot imagine Tom Brady having anything enlightening to say.
Ring it, Kevin. Wrap it up. I told you what I thought. Steal my thunder there. I think Tom Brady's not that bright.
Why do you say that out of curiosity? I mean, I don't get that vibe.
Because he's not very funny. And he's...
You know what's funny? You know what, D-Mac? Yeah. It's funny you bring that up. And take it, I meant to spend some time on it. We'll spend some time on it tomorrow. SI put out a really interesting article today about Peyton Manning's just legacy and away from the game and how he's transitioned into this media superstar. And they directly compare Peyton Manning commercials with Tom Brady commercials, and every single Tom Brady commercial, he's out there just looking like a complete robot. dressed up like, you know, he's James Bond. And then you got all the Peyton Manning commercials where he's sitting on the couch in a hoodie just doing funny things. And it is amazing to see the contrast in these two fellas.
They're two different guys. But, you know, at a Super Bowl a few years ago, Bill Belichick's actually kind of interesting in Super Bowls because he'll expand on things where he doesn't during the season. But there was a question about how you develop a team. And he said for every problem, there's likely three or four different solutions. And then he gave examples of that. Like when you develop a team, sometimes...
I love that. I love that comment.
You need guys for a long period of time. Sometimes you need guys for 1 year. So I thought that was just in life... That's a pretty good mantra. For every problem, there's probably three or four solutions, which means your way isn't necessarily right, but it's not necessarily wrong. There just may be other ways to do it. So I think like winning a championship in sports, Tyler, I think there's a variety of ways to do it, and there's not just one boilerplate way. And the way Peyton Manning goes after things works for Peyton Manning, and I think he's sharply different than Tom Brady and the way Brady goes about things. So I think that's pretty fair on your part.
Yeah. I tell you what, D-Mac, you should go and spend some time and just watch these commercials. It's like painful to see the Tom Brady ones. He just looks
surprised.
So smug. He looks so arrogant in all of them. He's got some fancy watch on. He's walking into the fanciest places of all time. And Peyton Manning just out there doing an SNL skit and all of his.
Yeah, I mean, Tom Brady was on SNL that one. He was in a recorded thing. Remember, he was...
I don't know. Like, remind me of one of the funny skits, though. I can remember that,
funniest,
but I can't remember any of the funny
funniest
skits.
Funniest skit was a piece about... harassment in the work environment. So they had Fred Armisen, who's kind of a nerdy sort of guy, make some very subtle remarks, very subtle, to female coworkers, and they got unbelievably insulted. And then Tom Brady would show up in his underwear and a dress shirt and say something completely over the top, and all the women would just giggle and like, oh, Tom, you know, because he's so much more handsome than Fred Armisen's
right.
character.
Right,
like,
right.
You can get away with more when you're like that. Okay.
Right, that's pretty funny. That's pretty
it's
funny.
All right, but, I mean, he didn't have to do anything but smile and you know, be Tom Brady. There wasn't
right.
anything else
just
going
be a
on
model.
There. I don't know, man. This is feeling like we're just, like, hating on Tom Brady.
What's wrong with
reason.
That, D-Mac?
I don't know. I just...
Nothing wrong with a good old Tom Brady hate sesh.
Yeah, man. I hope Tampa is so bad. I hope that just is so awful down there. I'm actually rooting for them to just fail.
Who's going to look worse, Bill Belichick or Tom Brady? Who needs the other one more?
I can't believe when I'm looking at some of these predictions about the Patriots, everybody's got them like winning 10 games this year.
I know, D-Mac. Like, I mean, just because you believe they're tanking doesn't mean the rest of the world does.
No, they clearly don't. I think the Patriots are going to be terrible.
Here's what I think the Patriots are. I just think they are just... They're just resetting, and resetting can be different than tanking. It doesn't mean that you have to intentionally lose your games. It doesn't mean that you're trying to tank for Trevor Lawrence, but you're hitting the reset button, and you're just going to accept whatever happens. My biggest issue with accepting the fact that the Patriots are tanking is the roster is so well built that why in the world would you throw all of that all of those competitive players down the drain to reset on a 5-6 year horizon? That doesn't make a ton of sense to me. I think they're just going to accept that, hey, if we don't have a QB this year, we might win, we might not, but I still think they're going to compete and they're going to try to hold on to the integrity of that roster.
Who's their quarterback, dude?
Jared Stidham.
I mean, well, is he? Because I heard a story today about how Brian Hoyer's excited to compete for the starting job.
Okay, well...
Do you think Jared Stidham's a slam dunk to be the starter for the New England Patriots?
Well, no, I don't believe in Jared Stidham as a slam dunk for anything.
I don't know, man. Who knows? I mean, maybe Belichick will figure things out with him and McDaniels. But all honesty, I got him winning 5 or 6 games. And 10 games, I'll be stunned if the Broncos don't have a better season than the Patriots.
Yeah, how about that disrespect, by the way? You're telling me the New England Patriots with a Jared Stidham-led offense is a better team than the Denver Broncos?
I don't think so, and that's why I have the turning of the season, a win in New England for the Broncos. That's how I see it. I think they lose to freaking Tampa Bay. See, Tampa Bay's got some other, like, great players. I mean, it clearly isn't just
Tampa was good last year. You know, they were really close last year. They really were. They had a fantastic defense. Shaq is another guy that gets absolutely no love. I've read some of these top five, top ten pass rushers in the league, and hardly any of them have Shaq in it.
Yeah, I mean, dude, their season sank because their quarterback threw 30 interceptions. I mean, I'm laughing just saying it. But he threw 33 touchdown passes.
Yep.
He was keeping them in and ruining their chances at the same exact time.
That's hard to pull off. That's a rare feat.
They lost to the Giants last year because their kicker missed like a 30-yard field goal when time expired. They're going to be good, and I hope New England stinks. And I'm sick of Tom Brady. I want to see a freaking 9-part series documentary about Tom Brady like I want a freaking, nail to the head.
You know what? I got to admit something that I can't believe I'm going to admit on air, but something about Tom Brady leaving, something about him going to Tampa Bay, it kind of makes me root for him just a little bit.
Oh, my God.
It kind of makes me feel like, you know what? He stuck it to the Patriots. He was sick of those cheaters. He was sick of everything that was going on as much as the rest of us. And I kind of just want to see him go have a little bit of success. Do you hate me now?
I don't hate you, Tyler.
I was worried that the relationship was over.
I just feel bad for you. When we come back, we got some drama. You like drama?
I know you love drama.
Do you like drama? We got some drama. We'll give it to you next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's Tyler Columbus and D-Mac.
Hi, Tyler. Boy, what a beautiful day today. And here's where I should have been if coronavirus wasn't happening. I should have been. First of all, I wouldn't have even been here today because I would have been at the Ritchie Center at 4 o'clock for the high school graduation.
Oh, that's what's going on today. Yep.
Yeah. So what they're doing is they actually aired it. They're doing a virtual graduation. They aired it at 4 o'clock, which was the same exact time that it was originally going to be, but they're posting it afterwards. So I asked my son and my wife, I said, well, we can watch it anytime. And they were like, we'll just wait for you to be off the air. And
wait, hold on. What exactly are you watching? What are they doing?
They're going to have the every year they have kids who audition to perform, whether they're playing an instrument or singing a song or, doing some sort of speech. So they have auditions for kids to do that, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
So there's four of those, or at least there have been four in the past. And then they have, the valedictorians, kids who do really great in school, speak. And then they call off every name.
So are those performances, they're still going on remotely? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. They've recorded them. And I think they've edited it all together, and, boom, you're going to hear everything. And they're encouraging the kids to dress up in their cap and gown and,
sort of drive-by parade or anything like that?
Not here, not at Smoky Hill. I saw some other schools do that.
Oh, well, I got a big old drive-by parade for my third grader here coming up on Friday.
You got
to be a part of that drive-by. Yeah.
What time is that at?
Oh, it's on Friday?
Tomorrow? No, is it tomorrow?
Yes.
What time?
I gotta check with the wifey on these things. D-Mac, wow. I mean, don't try to embarrass me for being a bad father. I'm just like every other man out there.
Terrible.
My wife runs my calendar.
Terrible.
Yeah.
So, a couple years ago when we went through this before, we sent out notices. Now, the reason you send out notices is just so your relatives who you never see, you don't really want them to show up, or you know, it's not like a make or break thing. And the vast majority of my relatives are on the East Coast. So a couple years ago, Uncle Joe, who's my mom's older brother, so Joe's got to be in his mid to upper 70s, something like that. Just out of the blue, he goes, "I'll be there." And, like, I swear to God, we had not seen Uncle Joe. I don't know if he'd ever been to Colorado. And he just showed up, and it was so crazy. And I loved
What him. Did he need? He needed something, huh?
Nah, he just
yeah,
was
no,
to,
nobody shows up out of the blue unless they need something.
He was looking to just get out and about. No, he didn't really need anything. He just, he loves family stuff, and there, I looked at my older son, he was graduating, I said, "Yep, it's Joe." And I mean, my son Connor may have spoken to Joe like two or three times in his life, but there he is. He's in everything.
Nice.
You know, he's at the graduation. He's at the house, and he's at the dinner afterwards. He's at everything. Good old Uncle Joe.
This is your Uncle Joe.
Well, it's not even my son's uncle. It's my uncle. It's
gotcha.
Like it's his great uncle or whatever that equation may be.
It's like math. I don't know. Yeah.
But I'm not saying it was a bad thing. I'm just saying it was a quirky, and it was actually kind of a fun thing.
What's
so,
the point?
But the point is, if nothing was going on, I'd be out at a dinner, and there may be some random relative that I haven't seen in 20 years hanging out with us,
nice.
Having the dinner, and then we would be planning the nightmare high school party. The nightmare high school party.
That's a bummer that they're not able to go through it. But I am glad that they're going to try to put together some sort of production here. They're going to let the guys, let the kids perform that we're supposed to perform. I hope that they're able to, I don't know, enjoy the moment. It'll certainly be something they'll remember. The lack of after party is the saddest part for the kids.
Dude, and let me tell you, if there's any silver lining, however small, it's not having to worry about the post-graduation house party that was
right.
steaming down the tracks. And, man, I was dreading that. I just...
please don't get arrested on your first night after graduation.
Oh, my God, Tyler. I'm still kind of nervous about things now because they're, you know, all the kids are still kind of hanging out, by the way.
Well, yeah, they're kids.
They're kids, and, you know, what are you supposed to do, but... But anyways, this was a year ago. This was today. This is what it was supposed to be. High school graduation today. So I guess I don't know if we're gonna get dressed up or not. I mean, would that be stupid? I guess we could go out and take a couple pictures.
I think that would be stupid. Yeah.
Do you really think it would be stupid? I don't know.
No, it would not be stupid to go out and take a couple pictures. You know. So does he have the gown? Does he have the cap and all that?
Oh my God. Can I got to say this really quiet.
What?
So my wife doesn't hear.
Oh, no. Okay. What? What?
My wife was supposed to order the cap and gown.
Oh, no.
She filled out 3/4 of the application.
Oh, my gosh.
And never sent it in.
Oh, so my gosh. You know what?
When he
you know what?
Pick up his stuff, there was no cap and gown.
Kim is a smart lady, and I am positive that there was some sort of miscommunication going on here. There is no way that happened.
Tyler, it has been unbelievable. We had to rush order
it. Then definitely it would be dumb to dress up if you had the cap and gown.
But it was, we've been trying.
Wait, so you did you get it through the rush or no?
I'm telling you the story. We rushed ordered it. I'm speaking quiet.
No, I need you to speak louder.
And it is we've been tracking it for the past week, and this morning it was getting loaded onto a truck in Commerce City, and it still hasn't shown up.
Oh my gosh, this is down to the wire.
It could not possibly be more down to the wire.
You understand it's going
to
come at like 7 p.m. tonight, right? You know that's what's going
to
happen.
Well, that would be fine, because that's when we're supposed to watch this stuff. We were going to order food together and watch the thing as soon as I get off the air. But look at, you know,
oh my
gosh. I got about 20 minutes for this thing to show the freak up.
I'm stressed for you. I'm stressed for your family. I'm stressed for Kim. I'm stressed for everybody. I mean, there's so much pressure on this delivery driver right now. If only there was a way to contact the driver.
If only people driving trucks could listen to radios. If
you know what, they might be listening right now. If you got a package in your truck that is addressed towards the McKee family, hit that gas pedal, jump on it, pedal to the metal. Let's get this thing delivered.
Dude, it has been a week of like, you got, I mean, where is it? It's in Tennessee. I know it's in Missouri.
D-Mac, I just feel bad for you because this is going to be a fight. You shouldn't have talked about this on air, D-Mac. There's certain things that need to be held. They got to be held private. You just can't do this.
This is. Can you imagine, though? I mean, can you imagine if this was real? Oh, by the way, I've got a cap and gown. I do. I have the same, the whole thing. It's my older son's.
Oh, good.
Oh, well, no.
Just don't tell him. Put it in a box and wrap it up or something.
I thought, totally do that.
Yeah, there's no way he would know. Absolutely no way.
We brought it up about a week ago, and he's like, I'm not wearing Connor's cap and gown. Like, you know.
Just put it in a box. Put your name on it. You got to put a stamp on there also.
Hey, here it is.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Here you go.
Do you have any plastic wrapping you can put around it?
Ignore the class of 17 tassel. Don't worry about that. You know,
that was an error. That was just a typo.
Anyway, so that's been my. I'm looking at the door. I've been looking at the door just like any moment. As long as it comes before, but the promise was it would come before 9 o'clock.
Well, we're down to minutes here, D-Mac. You realize we're down to absolute minutes before 7 o'clock.
I know it doesn't really matter, but it's just, I don't know, man. I should get over it. It's just one of those things. I guess you should just have a laugh about it. But if this was happening, I can't even imagine if there was no COVID, and we would have made the same mistake no matter what. By the way, this mistake has nothing to do with COVID. I mean, zero. This would have been happening. This mistake would have happened.
Who's this? So period. Very, very specifically, D-Mac, whose fault is it?
Ah, Tyler, that's been an interesting source of debate over the past week or so. Whose fault is this?
I mean, if you were to put like 90% blame on somebody.
Is it? The form came home with my son.
Okay.
My wife.
And what was the date that he delivered it to, to you? I'm not going to talk about any names here. So what was the date that he gave it to somebody in the family?
Months ago. Forever ago. So long ago.
Okay.
But I never really saw it because those type of things, since he was in kindergarten.
Were you told about it?
Have been my wife. Any form from school or any school sort of thing. That's my wife sort of is the point person on that. I'm the point person on other things. It's just one of those deals. If it's a form, it goes to my wife. That's it. Then the form was filled out almost all the way, but never submitted. Then when he went to have his packet pickup, the only thing I'm looking for is his cap and gown. I said, where's your cap and gown?
D-Mac, I just got to stop you. You are going to regret this conversation so badly. There is no way that this ends well for you. Absolutely no way that you broadcasting this information to the entire world. We got people all over the world listening to us, D-Mac. Yeah. This cannot end well in your household.
Well, maybe it'll show up here. Maybe it'll show. You know what? Because you never know. You never know. But while we wait,
I don't think it's coming. I'm just going to be honest. I don't think it's coming.
I don't know. Let's think about our conversation earlier today with Nikki Javala and see if, you know, we did talk to Nikki about some of these NFL rule changes and where everything sits. And one of them started from the Broncos. This is our conversation with Nikki. The last time we spoke to you, Nikki, apparently was inspiration to get your dog out for a walk. How has that been going since the last time? How is Joey doing?
I mean, we go on a walk every day, mostly. He's sleeping right now.
Well, if it's a walk, if you have to carry him, but okay.
I mean,
we'll go to the park later or something.
Yeah.
You know, he's trying, and he's not fat.
He's socially distancing.
Exactly.
Did you have to have a heart-to-heart conversation? With Joey about the situation from your vet saying he was overweight?
No, I feel like he was shamed enough as it was, so I didn't want to rub it in. You know, it's been a hard week for the little guy.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Because we did see photos. Of, I mean, it was like seconds after we were done talking with you a couple days ago. You were tweeting out pictures of you and Joey out there, or at least Joey.
Yeah, you know, we're trying. But again, he's not overweight. He's deboned. He's sick. He's, you know, he's... Poor guy. He's been shamed. He just walked out. He could hear us talking.
He's just publicly
I'm not,
hey,
I think he looks great. I'm fine right. with the way Joey, who am I to judge? That's for sure. Nikki, so we saw on Instagram, one of Lauren Landau's trainers, Augie, who both Tyler and I know, by the way.
Augie's great.
Have some workouts going on, I guess. What details mm-hmm. can you give us about that?
I don't have a ton of details because I wasn't there. You know, though I would assume some people would be stalkerish and creepy. Don't do that. That's
well, it's funny because of the photo, I could instantly tell where it was.
Yeah, well, you know, I try not to give it away. But, yeah, no, he's been in Denver. He's been throwing with some of his receivers. He's been working with the trainers at Lando Performance just to get in shape. So he's been, you know, he's been around. He's been working out. And, you know, it looked like they have some morning workouts going on with a number of guys. There have been other Instagram posts with, you know, some of the linebackers and defensive linemen. So Lando Performance is a facility owned by Lauren Landau, but they have other trainers who work with the Broncos players since he's, you know, not allowed to now that he works
Lauren's
for the Broncos.
Lauren's not allowed to actually work there.
Yeah.
That is an interesting little situation, though, and I don't think there's anything untoward or wrong with it. But that is kind of unique, I suppose.
I mean, Lauren could pretty much, you know, he can govern the workouts that the guys are going through at his own facility, even though he can't be coaching there directly, right?
Well, he's not supposed to be involved at all. But it's great for the players because they know it's all going to be seamless, and they know there's always going to be a place where they can train, and, you know, the guys are trusted, and, you know. But, you know, he's supposed to, and he does. He's supposed to be removed from the situation because he works for the Broncos. So it would be unethical. But Augie worked for Lando for years before kind of taking over.
Augie's been there as long as I can remember. Yeah. I mean, absolutely. He began as an athlete. He was training with me. And then, you know, probably for the last 4 or 5 years of my career, he was working beside Lauren Landau. And then he took over the building more or less once Lauren went to the Broncos.
Yeah, he's the lead guy there. So, I mean, it's like getting a second Lauren, even though he's not, you know. So it's great for the players when you think about it.
Yeah. Hey, I see on your Twitter account that you had a conversation with Mayor Hancock. What'd you learn about pro sports coming back?
Yeah, I'm just making the rounds to local officials. He thinks the NFL season is going to start on time. I mean, like most people, I think at this point, he doesn't envision fans being allowed in, at least not at first. Maybe they kind of slowly start to phase them in. But, you know, right now it's still a long shot to see a full stadium at Mile High. Let's see what else. You know, he's a big Broncos fan. So we talked a bit about their offseason moves and some of the things he's excited about. What else? He echoed a lot of the same things that Governor Polis did, just in terms of wanting sports to return, but, you know, when the leagues are ready and they have set protocols in place, and, you know, obviously the players in the league all have to agree on these things, which it sounds like with baseball they're still pretty far apart on that. But, you know, he seems to think that you know, the NFL and a lot of the other leagues are going to kind of be watching what MLB does to see how it goes. And, you know, if they need to make any adjustments from there. I also asked him about, you know, what kind of economic impact would having no fans have on the city of Denver? I mean, the Broncos are, they drive a lot of business for the city. And I think with the loss of, you know, conventions in Denver, plus the Broncos, that's a major hit for the city. So
what do you say?
He certainly is expecting it. They're kind of planning under the assumption that there will be no fans at the very least. And that's going to, you don't get the tax benefits there, right? When people come in from out of town, you don't get, you know, the hotels, restaurants. You think about the number of ways people spend when they go to Broncos games. So there's a big loss there, and stadium revenue too. So it's a concern, but he said right now the focus still is on, you know, the health of those in the city, and then they'll really turn their focus to the economy and building it back up. So I'm not sure how much you can do to, you can't really prevent it, how much you can do to recoup the costs. I'm not sure, but I guess I'll try.
We see some proposed rule changes going through. Mm-hmm. Of course, the 4th and 15th thing is something the Broncos brought up a couple of years ago, something we've been talking about literally for years. Do you feel a swing in momentum on that one, or how the rest of these other proposed rule changes are going to go?
Yeah, they said there was a swing of momentum last year when they proposed it, and it didn't go through. This one is slightly different, though. I think the Broncos proposed to try to retain possession after score in only the fourth quarter. Each team would have one chance to line up at their own 35 and essentially try to convert a fourth and 15. If they're successful, obviously they retain the ball. If not, they turn it over. This one is each team would have a maximum of two tries to start at their own 25 and after a score and try to get a fourth and 15 at any point in the game. So it's slightly different. I mean, from all the reports I've read, you know, from the national regs, it seems like there's some momentum, but we'll see. I think of the proposals that were submitted this year, it probably has the best chance of passing. The other ones were the addition of a sky judge and a technology supervisor. And it sounds like there wasn't much momentum there because the competition committee kind of poo-pooed it, but they might experiment with it in preseason if there is preseason. And then I think a lot of the other rules were focused on eliminating clock manipulation late in games.
Yeah, saw those, yeah.
So, yeah, those are the major ones.
All right, Nick.
Hey, before you go, tell me about Peyton Manning's new bourbon that is so expensive.
Yeah,
only Peyton Manning
can afford. Yeah, he's got new booze. Yeah. I mean, it sounds legit. It's like 102 proof or something.
What?
It's a pretty interesting story behind it, though, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, it's like there's a golf course. I don't know where it is. I have to go back and read it, but there's a golf course and there's really no club. It's really no amenities except for the shed. And whenever, you know, a lot of these people want to go golf there, but they would take a shot and they would leave the half used liquor bottles for the next people. So they decided to make their own bourbon. It's really interesting. But it's $200 a bottle, which is slightly out of my price range. So
dang.
I will not be trying it. Yeah.
$200 a bottle.
D-Mac can afford it though. D-Mac, why don't you get one and let the rest of us try it?
You gotta be kidding me.
Come on, man.
I'll pass on that.
Come on.
Have you heard how many endorsements he has? He's doing okay.
Listen, yeah, I need to put myself out there for a walk. I don't need to be going with the $200 bourbon.
I think there's only a limited number that they're going to make, too.
Okay.
So, yeah. I mean, this is the good stuff.
All right.
Good to know. All right. Thank you, Nikki.
Well, thank you, Nikki. And
tell Joey we said hi.
I will.
Okay. It's Nikki Javala of The Athletic, brought to you by Perry's Pizza. All right. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Tyler, that was
Shut
Nikki
up.
Javala. There it is. Holy cow. Hold on. Oh, wait 1 second. 1 second. Hold on.
This isn't for real. There's no way. Okay. There's absolutely no way.
Oh, my God.
I didn't hear a doorbell. I didn't hear anything.
The door's open. I just left the door open. You didn't have to ring a doorbell. I was just standing here. There it is.
You're such a liar. Oh, my gosh. You're such a liar.
There's the box. I'll tweet out a picture right now.
You got to be kidding me.
I'll tweet out a picture right now.
Oh, I'm so relieved for your family. I am so happy for you guys.
So he's upstairs. Where's my wife? I don't know where she is. It doesn't matter. It's here. I can see it. There it is. No problem.
The problem is you're still going to be in trouble no matter what because you broadcast all this information. So even though it's there, even though everything is no harm, no foul, it's been broadcast.
Well, my wife, my son, similar to many, are sick of listening to me talk. And so that probably won't be an issue. Maybe that is an issue. I don't know. But there it is. There it is, my man. How about
that? Are you serious?
I'm not. I'll send out a picture.
I am really happy for you. I am genuinely happy for you. This is good. This is good. Now you can go ahead and get dressed up.
Should I get dressed up?
Yeah, you should get dressed up. Go outside, take a nice little family pic, celebrate, let him toss his cap in the air, take a picture of the cap midair. Yeah. Hey,
did I tell you I ordered specific Stitch Fix clothes for this.
You can do this.
Ogawebanam. I ordered special clothes.
What does that mean? What kind of special clothes?
I ordered an outfit just for graduation.
So what's it look like?
It's I'll send out a picture of that too.
Okay.
It's like a nice blue shirt.
Put the family photo on Twitter tonight, all right?
Yeah, I'll put it all out there. All right. Anyways. Some levity and stress, all in the same vein, Tyler. Kevin Kistner, thank you, and Richie Carney, thank you, and Tyler, thank you for putting up with me. I appreciate it too.
Enjoyed it, buddy. Enjoyed it. I'm just happy for your family. I'm really, really happy for your family. This is a good night.
I'll be sending out some pictures. We'll be back at 3. It's Denver Sports Station, Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Columns and videos delivered to your inbox every morning. Register for the free Denver Sports Daily at 104.3thefan.com.